With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House rejecting that effort to stop the war against Iran. The vote was 219 to 212, lawmakers voting down a war powers resolution one day after the Senate rejected a similar measure. This resolution would have limited President Trump's power to continue combat operations, and it also would have required any hostilities to be authorized by Congress. When it comes to Iran's next supreme leader, President Trump says he wants to have a say in the matter. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Speaking to the Axios and Reuters news outlets, the president said he has to be involved in the appointment, like he was with the leader in Venezuela. He said he would refuse an Iranian leader who would continue the same policies, and he ruled out the son of the late Ayatollah, calling him a lightweight. The Pentagon has denied that the goal of the war against Iran is regime change, so the president's comments may raise more questions about the military campaign's objective. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, a key member of the Trump team has been shown the door.
President Donald Trump says he's replacing embattled Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and will nominate in her place Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Trump made the announcement on social media Thursday, 2 days after Noem faced a grilling on Capitol Hill from GOP members as well as Democrats. Mr. Trump says he'll make Noem a, quote, special envoy for the Shield of the Americas, a new security initiative that he said would focus on the Western Hemisphere. Noem is the first cabinet secretary to leave President Trump's second term. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Postmaster General David Steiner says the Postal Service is on track to run out of cash within a year or so unless Congress lets it borrow even more. This is SRN News. Luxembourg enshrines abortion. Here's Michael Harrington.
The small European nation has voted to add the so-called right to an abortion to its constitution, making it only the second country in the world to do so, following France. Luxembourg is a constitutional monarchy, but the monarch has very little power. In fact, when Grand Duke Henry opposed the law allowing physician-assisted suicide in 2008, the legislature of Luxembourg passed laws to reduce his power to little more than a rubber stamp. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israelis continue to celebrate the Jewish holidays even as the war with Iran continues. This week's celebration of Purim, which is usually marked by street parades and costume parties, instead featured activities in bomb shelters. In Tel Aviv, people of all ages wearing costumes streamed into a mall's underground parking lot. It also serves as a bomb shelter. This is SRN News. Well, stocks drop like a rock Thursday. Here's Bob Agnew.
The S&P 500 fell 0.6% of its value on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly dropped more than 1,100 points before finishing with a loss of 784. The Nasdaq Composite slipped by 0.3%. The losses come as financial markets around the world keep following the cue of the oil markets. Oil prices gave back some of their big gains late in the day that helped stocks in the U.S. moderate their losses at the end of trading. Bob Agnew reporting.
Well, the calendar says we are now in the first week of March. Football season, of course, is over, but for some reason this just looks like a football score. Turns out it's a spring training game Thursday between the San Diego Padres and Seattle Mariners. San Diego won 27-6. More details, srnnews.com.